Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me today. I want to talk today about the main thing. One of my favorite people in ministry is a fellow by the name of Terry Harold. He's in Huntsville, Alabama, but in many ways, he fathered me into ministry work. And one of his favorite sayings was, you know, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. So let's jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, and this is what the scripture says about the main thing. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I appeal to you by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to stop arguing among yourselves. Let there be real harmony so there won't be divisions in the church. I plead with you to be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. The Vietnam War, friend, remains one of the most troubling and exasperating chapters in American history. Jenny and I recently watched a special that kind of chronicled how we stayed in that conflict for so long. I mean, having been drawn into what General de Gaulle warned President Kennedy would be a quagmire, the mightiest nation in the world was defeated by a relatively small group of peasant guerrillas. Endless postmortems have been held since those sad days, but it's widely believed that disagreement between the politicians and the generals and military leaders was a major part of the problem. The U.S. military had the means and the will to demolish the Vietnamese infrastructure, but the politicians didn't have the political will, so discord resulted and uncertainty prevailed. And in stark contrast to the American ambivalence to the war, Ho Chi Minh won the day, and he did that through sheer determination and unwavering objectives. Lack of focus and inner turmoil spell defeat for any organization, not least the church. Take, for instance, the church in Corinth. The Corinthian believers were blessed with the generous gifts God had given them, enriched with the gifts of eloquence and every kind of knowledge, as Paul writes in chapter 1 in 1 Corinthians. They were strategically positioned in one of the most influential parts of the ancient world, and they had been taught and trained by the great apostle Paul himself, but this church had failed miserably to reach her potential. There were a number of reasons, but heading the list were the deadly twins, lack of focus and inner turmoil, keeping the main thing the main thing. The church in Corinth had been blessed by good ministry, not only from Paul, but also from such folks as Peter and Apollos. Peter, Paul, and Apollos were, of course, unique. They had differing temperaments and personalities, and no doubt each of them appealed to different segments of the church. There is nothing wrong or unusual about that. What was wrong, however, was the divisive partisanship that had developed in the community of believers. Some said, listen to what the text says, some said, I am a follower of Paul. Others said, I follow Apollos, or I follow Peter, or I follow only Christ. The result was lack of harmony, the dissipation of spiritual energy on internal struggles, and a reputation for conflict and turmoil became their norm, and they lost the main thing. What an unattractive image to project to a skeptical and needy city. Does that not ring a bell in America today? Lost in partisan struggles was any sense away from the main thing. It just couldn't come close, but not by Paul. He reminded the Corinthians, Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the good news, not with clever speeches and high-sounding ideas, for fear that the cross of Christ would lose its power. The main things, the good news of Jesus and the cross of Christ, were the focus that the church had lost. The main things were no longer the main things. Look, wherever you want to, and the same principle holds true today. Focus, cohesion, a commitment, all of those things spell victory. Turmoil, strife, and confusion, they promise defeat. Friend, in your life today, if you're to win, keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing in our life is about the presence of Christ taking over and controlling our lives so that we can constantly remember the message of the cross and sharing it with those around us. Today, my friend, keep the main thing the main thing. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.